There's something about St. Patrick's Day that makes Americans feel nostalgic, and not just Irish Americans. Commentator Patrick Michael Rucker lived in Ireland until recently. He says it's time to reconsider Ireland.
Forget everything you think you know about Ireland. Its national product isn't whiskey or potatoes, it's software. Ireland's citizens used to be its greatest export. Now thousands of people immigrate to Ireland every year. Formerly one of Europe's poorest nations, Ireland is now one of the richest. And forget the idea that Ireland is peopled by ruddy-faced farmers in tweed coats and caps, tottering around on hawthorn shillelaghs, bellowing, "Top of the morning to you." That reflects modern Ireland about as well as the Amish represent contemporary Pennsylvania. In truth, the story of modern Ireland is much more ambiguous. Until 10 years ago, the only thing an ambitious young person wanted from Ireland was a way. The economy was anemic. Leaving was the only route to self-improvement. But that's changed. Ireland edged ahead of the United States to become the world's biggest exporter of computer software. We have Silicon Valley. They have the Silicon Glen. But prosperity didn't eliminate Ireland's old problems. It just turned them on their head. First, there's inflation. Dublin housing prices have skyrocketed and young buyers seek refuge in sprawling suburbs. But they still have to get to work. Now Dublin's traffic congestion is among the worst in Europe. Double-digit unemployment has given way to a labor shortage. The government has begged their own workers to stay. It even sent headhunters to coax Ireland's native sons and daughters to return home. And it's not just the economy. The church's influence has begun to ebb. It was often said that Ireland provided the priests for the world, but Ireland's second-largest diocese isn't graduating a single priest this year. That hasn't happened since 1893. Last week, voters rejected a church-backed constitutional amendment that would have banned abortion, even if the mother were suicidal. As you might expect, the Irish are somewhat ambivalent about these sudden reversals. Everything that they trusted is changing fast. 1 minute and 59 seconds used to be a discrete unit of Irish time. It took that long for the effervescence to settle in a pint of stout. Now, thanks to a new gizmo, barmen can pull a pint in 30 seconds. If this has left you feeling a bit nostalgic, don't despair. The Irish have not lost their way of life, they're just trying to figure out how many of the old ways will be replaced by the new. You can still find the quaint, idyllic Ireland of tourist brochures. You're just likely to get stuck in traffic and pass a few microchip factories on your way out there.
The comments of Patrick Michael Rucker, whose new book, This Troubled Land, explores life in Northern Ireland since the Good Friday Peace Accord.